In the wake of the 7/7 attacks in 2005, the UK government passed draconian anti-terror legislation and launched the Prevent strategy. And a report released by the Cage Group has documented how the policy has affected all Muslims, from young children at school being reported to authorities by their teachers, to people travelling through airports and being harassed.
One of the things that the report has really brought out is how all-encompassing the measures within the Prevent policy are. They really do follow you from cradle to grave, and all the way through, criminalising and victimising the Muslim community for no other reason than political beliefs or innocuous anger and upset at foreign policy, which many people from all strata of society find to be thoroughly appalling.
And the belief is that by suppressing the freedom of people to discuss these issues openly, they'll be pushed into the arms of extremists.
The main thing that people need to take away is, as you stifle debate, as you stifle open and free speech and our democratic right to voice opinions, what happens is not that people then become more moderate, but rather you're forcing people into extremes.
The report details how students at campuses are being restricted in their ability to hold events, but makes no mention of how to tackle the very real issue of societies inviting extremist speakers to these same campuses.
The report acknowledges that while a small minority of Muslims are involved in radical extremism, the government's Prevent agenda targets all 2.7 million Muslims indiscriminately, making them all feel like criminals in a country they should be calling home. Issa Ali, Press TV, London.